So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. All-time rivals, Corey DeAngelis, who is often outed in the sense of Randy Weingarten says, oh, yeah, that guy, sometimes saying his name when it comes to this issue of school choice and education in America. Corey is the chief evangelist of school choice, among other things. And I have to see yesterday, the Department of Education is being gutted effectively, I think, by Linda McMahon and President Trump. And Brian Fitzpatrick surfaces to oppose that. In addition to which, he may be one of only one or so Republicans endorsed by the NEA. Would I want the NEA's endorsement? Wow, that's what you need running in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Let's go to Corey DeAngelis and unpack all this here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Corey, welcome back in. We played Randy Weingarten at another event on the book tour, saying that DEI, if you go after that, that's kind of the first sign of fascism.
Everything they don't like is racism or fascism. Right. It's insane how they're just over the top with the they can't turn down the temperature. She has a book calling conservatives fascist. I'm surprised you didn't play the clip of her protesting with all the baristas the other day. That was hilarious. I mean, yes. She ruined the school system already. She wants to ruin our coffee, too, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey, on that. But she seems to be maybe taking some heat over the fascism, because she said she's not calling any one person a fascist, even you.
Yeah, of course. She just then in another D.C.-based event at a place called Politics and Prose, I believe it's a bookstore, I heard her say that, well, if it walks like a duck and quacks mm-hmm. like a duck, then right. it's probably a duck. So she's implying that these people that she disagrees with are fascists, but then she tries to do this whole Mott and Bailey. When she's pressed on the issue, she backpedals a little bit and says, oh, well, technically call you a fascist. I just said you're doing fascist things.
That's what you said. It's a fascist thing.
It's
a warning.
It's hilarious.
Corey, I follow you religiously in Twitter, and I see you talking about a problematic congressman. We go back and forth with this guy a lot here in Philadelphia. He's the only one we have in the suburbs, if you can imagine, Brian Fitzpatrick. They're effectively taking out, and I think legally, the education department. They're not saying it doesn't exist anymore. Only Congress can do that. And Brian Fitzpatrick's problem with this is what?
Well, he said that he said, quote, Congress created the U.S. Department of Education for very good reason. And so I went digging into this because there were mainstream media outlets like Politico and elsewhere pointing out that, oh my goodness, there's even a Republican who opposed this idea to dismantle the Department of Education. It didn't take long for me to find out he was the only Republican in Congress right now that's endorsed by the National Education Association. That's the largest labor union in the country. 98% of their political contributions go to Democrats. It's a far left money laundering operation for the Democrats. And at their annual convention this year, they had resolutions that read more like a declaration of war on the Trump administration than anything else, calling for open borders, calling Trump a fascist in their resolution, which they misspelled the word fascism in that same one. And then a few years ago, they defeated a resolution to realign themselves to being about learning. So this guy is basically owned by the teachers union. He should switch parties. I don't know why he has an R next to his name when he's aligned with the teachers unions on everything. And he's quoted in the Wall Street Journal alongside Becky Pringle, who is the head of the National Education Association. I also found out that he has received hundreds of thousands of dollars from the NEA over the years. And in 2018, they even endorsed him over the Democrat, which basically never happened. So red flags all around. I just wish that the media outlets would stop reporting this like it's a bipartisan opposition to Trump's plan to return education to the states. This is the only guy, and he was endorsed by the far left union, even over the Democrat. That should tell you something.
And yeah, I take your point. And for listeners, the point is this: if they can say bipartisan in any way, shape or form, even with Brian, absolutely, that's what they're going to do. No, people are thrilled with this. He ran on it. And it's something that you cannot, at least I don't know if you differ, Corey, you can't take it out in toto. It would have to be by an act of Congress, Congress gone back on this. But what he's doing is, by moving this around, he's effectively stopping what it was, the money laundering, the bullying in one central place. What will the education department be then? Nothing. What will they do every day? What will McMahon do at this point?
Yeah, so McMahon's already taken a lot of great steps to abolish the department, including firing half of the staff, and most recently signing these six interagency agreements with four different agencies to outsource some of these functions to other organizations. Why the union doesn't like that is because it means that they'll have not one place that they can lobby and influence the rest of the country. They'll have to go ask different people for political favors. It's easier because for them right now, because they have a foot in the door of the Department of Education. And, you know, when Brian Fitzpatrick said that it was created for, quote, very good reason, he left out the fact that it was created by a Democrat, Jimmy Carter, in 1979 as a political payoff to the teachers union, the NEA, the same union that endorsed him over the years and gave him a bunch of money. So, you know, even after these changes, it does require an act of Congress to totally rip off the Band-Aid and get rid of the department. It should have never been created in the first place, Dom, because the word education is not in the Constitution. It's an unconstitutional waste of time and money. Since 1980, we've had per student spending increase by 108% after adjusting for inflation in America. Have the outcomes gotten 108% better? No, they've gotten worse. But even after these changes, they haven't touched the student loan program. They haven't touched special needs grants for students with disabilities and a couple of other things as well. So it's not a complete abolition, but they are picking apart the bricks of that department one by one and shipping them off elsewhere. And hopefully what they intend to do is this should be kind of a proof of concept to show that, look, you know, we don't need this department anymore, and it should be an easier lift for Congress to get rid of it.
Exactly
once,
right.
These things are shown.
My mission in this is to prove to listeners, because they get despondent, well, there's still a Department of Education. No, really, there is not. Trump is delivering on this, and he's doing it constitutionally or at least legally.
Yep, exactly. And that's not going to stop the teachers unions from suing. I mean, we saw that they sued over him firing half the department, which the Supreme Court ruled on our side, greenlighting Trump's decision to have mass layoffs at the department. So, hey, lo and behold, the chief executive, the president, can manage the executive branch and its staff. I mean, it shouldn't be it's kind of a no brainer for most people who have two brain cells, but the teachers unions don't. They're going to sue over this as well. And they'll probably lose on this because the Department of Education throughout the years has already had over 200 different interagency agreements. So this isn't something completely new. But it is a step in the right direction, and I applaud Trump. He ran on this. It's promises made, promises kept. He ended up winning the education vote, according to Atlas Intel polling. And guess what? He won the parent popular vote by 9 points. So parents are demanding this. And guess what? It also means more money for education going into the classroom, not less, because we're currently wasting that funding on useless bureaucrats pushing paper thousands of miles away at the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., when instead that money should be block granted back to the states to go. So one, you'll have more local control, and then two, more of it will go straight towards the kids' education and towards the teachers in the classroom. That's how it ought to be. That's how it was before the department. And guess what? Things were fine. And guess what was also fine, Dom? During the longest shutdown, government shutdown in history in the U.S., 43 days, no one missed the Department of Education. The schools were still running. Things were fine. It's not like anything got any worse. We can't get any worse than we are today with some of the outcomes in some of the places.
Absolutely. Corey, your book and the final question, what's the biggest hopeful story this year as we move forward in school choice or in education? What do you say is hopeful?
Yeah, the book's The Parent Revolution. You can get it on Amazon. And we're winning on the school choice front like we've never seen before. The union stepped on a rake and showed families what was happening in the classroom. Now many states, 17 now, have the money following the child to a school that works with their family's values and does a better job. And so the money's following the child. More states are going to come on board soon. And teachers are leaving the union en masse, joining alternatives like the Teacher Freedom Alliance, where they're getting personal liability insurance for free. So if you're a conservative teacher, and I think latest data has shown that a third of teachers identify as conservatives, you no longer have to give your money to far-left causes in the form of compulsory union dues. That would violate your First Amendment rights. So there's now an alternative in the Teacher Freedom Alliance for teachers to say, you know what, I don't want to fund you anymore. I just want to keep my hard-earned paycheck and go about my day, teach the basics, and get out of politics.
Absolutely. Where do we find you on Twitter, Corey?
You can follow me on X or Twitter. It's at DeAngelis Corey.
Corey, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for what you've done for me and for America during this year.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. It's great talking to you. Have a great Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Corey DeAngelis here. Look, Brian Fitzpatrick, I get the dilemma we face with this guy, but my God, the only one endorsed by the NEA? Oh, God. And they're the wackier one. At least Randy Weingarten is rational. Becky Pringle, all the things, is certainly not. All right, one thing before we do Dom's Money Melody. I'm looking at the Dick Cheney funeral. I'm looking at Mediaite, making the point today that how is this divisive? I'm fine with the fact that the Cheneys didn't want Trump there and Trump didn't want to go and Vance couldn't go because Trump didn't go. This Dick Cheney, the Cheneys, particularly Dick Cheney and Trump, is a perfect example of how this is the biggest upside of Trump. Yeah, there are downsides, as are with anybody. Dick Cheney and his daughter wanted to flex American military power, even though he took all those deferments, and they wanted to go to war after war after war. Unending, unceasing wars around the world where Americans die. Toward what advantage? To Trump? That's not it. So the Cheneys then make it that Trump just wants to violate the Constitution, doesn't care about his oath of office. Didn't the Cheneys realize, remember the attacks on Dick Cheney around the very same thing and on Bush? So with the funeral today, people are mad. Fox barely covered it. CNN and MSNBC, I wouldn't say wall to wall, but there was a lot. And they made much of the point the Cheneys didn't want Trump there. Trump didn't want to be there. Well, that's honesty. This is a divide. Are there still remnants there that think on that one point that we ought to be involved in all these wars? Who are these people? Those are the neocons. Who would want to have Americans die in these wars? Toward what point? They would tell you that America has lost its power. I don't think so under Trump. I think, if anything, in foreign affairs, he's made more progress than almost any president. I didn't like him with the Saudis, as you know. I don't like that at all. But there's a reality there, too. I just think he went overboard. But as far as on foreign power and American flexing their power, look at what happened with Iraq. with Iran, with the bombing there of the nuclear facility. That was power. That illustrated it. They backed off a bit. So we don't have to be involved in land wars and Americans dying. That is going to be his biggest legacy. The Cheneys don't agree with that. Liz Cheney, just like the father. All right, so is Fox wrong not to cover the funeral? They covered it a bit, but they don't see it in the minds of their viewers as paramount. They kind of see it as yesterday's news. And MSNBC and CNN covering it, do their viewers really want that? They hated Cheney. No, they're doing it because they know Fox. They're trying to send a message. Won't do it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Right now it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we are playing today for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Philly Sports put the music on Saturday, November 22nd at Cardinal O'Hara High School, which is in Springfield, Delaware County, land of the property tax. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Rivals the theme today. Mm-hmm. Henry, how about you?
Yeah, we're going to stick with that theme of rivals, Dom. Right. You know what? One of the rivalries I think is underrated is the rivalry between generations of people. It has long been said, you know, time and time again, you know, boomers complain about Gen X complains about millennials complain about Gen Z, and I'm sure, sure enough, Gen Z will be complaining about Generation Alpha. You know, everyone's going, back in my day, we walked to school uphill both ways in the snow, you know, and then the response from the younger generation is like, well, you didn't have to deal with this, you know, whatever is happening now in today's day and age. You didn't have to do that. You know, it's just a whole thing. So,
okay.
That being said, I'm going to play you the song My Generation by The Who. However, it's going to be a cover version of this song. I want to know the name of the band covering My Generation here. Some things about the band is that this band definitely developed their own rivalries within the United Kingdom because their frontman is a little standoffish, we'll say that much. So, yeah, I'll play this clue for you. I want to know the name of this cover band right here. Yeah, Dom, this band rivals with other bands across the United Kingdom and within their own band. That's how that's how contentious it got sometimes.
All right. Well, I was going to say great rivals. Was it really, though? I think the Stones are clearly the superior over the Beatles, but I think the Beatles will laugh at the Stones.
I thought about going that way. I couldn't bring myself to do it. But
you know what I mean? I think the Beatles just laugh at them, even though they're better. The Stones are better, but the Beatles... You don't have whole Stone stations.
It's the court of public opinion. There wasn't no Stones mania. It was Beatle mania. It's coming over the states. It's not the same.
But longevity counts for a lot, don't you think?
Oh, I think so.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I can't really blame the Beatles for that.
No, something about it though. I just am suspect of them. The Stones are a real rock and roll band. The Beatles are fluffier, to put it mildly.
Agreed.
Yeah, and then there's Yoko Ono. Picture Mick Jagger and Yoko Ono interrupting something. No, oh. Keith Richards and Yoko Ono's interrupting what's going to be happening there. Oh, man.
Right now.
Oh, God. All right, hit us with that, and you'll get the belt today, and you'll get to see Joe Conklin, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. Here's the clue. Tell us who is covering this famous song.
This band butted heads a lot, Dom.
All right. Let's go to Ken in Trenton. All right, Ken, who's singing?
Would that be the Gallagher Brothers, Oasis?
All right, nicely played. So who's their big rival?
Within the band, obviously, Liam and Noel obviously beefed together. That's why the band broke up, just got back together this past year. But their rival was a band called Blur.
Right.
Their famous song was Song 2, actually. That's their main hit. Yeah, they got to beef in the late 90s over who was the superior, you know, kind of British rock band at that time, going as far to even drop singles on the same day to spite each other to see who could get
more
sales.
I love spite. I love doing that.
Yeah, I'd say Oasis definitely won the overall battle. But that day, in terms of record sales, Blur beat out Oasis.
Wow. I've never heard of them. Oasis, of course.
I'll play them coming back from the next break.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Ken's a winner. Ken, enjoy. Joe Conklin. We haven't mentioned it, but the stunning job figures today, the job report shows much better than expected growth, and Wall Street is rebounding around that. The worries about AI just being the driver of the market have gone down a little bit. So we see that playing out. But the big story that is headlining things is what the president said about, look, the behavior for sedition is the death penalty. And Democrats are now, and the Inquirer, guess what, is finally covering what we've been covering for over 2 days, which is this outrageous egging on of saying, Trump's not really the commander in chief. Don't follow these orders. You must not follow illegal, immoral, unconstitutional. We played ad nauseum that. And now Democrats jumping in. Now they want people to be against Trump even more because he wants to murder members of Congress. What he's saying is, if this is sedition, and that would have to go through a long process, that could be the penalty. Now, I want Todd Blanche to jump in and try to start an investigation. We played that. He talked about that. He should do it. What was their intent in doing this? They seem to be saying their intent is suddenly, just to give a refresher course to people in the military, to let them know that you don't have to follow these orders and that you shouldn't follow these orders. But they also say everybody in the military knows this. So there's only one thing that they could have done here if they weren't cowards and people trying to cause trouble that's dangerous. They could have said, we want to call your attention explicitly to this. Is it the Venezuelan drug boats? And then make a point and say, you should consider, based upon everything, that that might be an unconstitutional, immoral, illegal order. Okay, now we still would be really dealing with dicey stuff, but at least they would be on record. Why suddenly do this with the military? We know exactly what they're up to. They're trying to they're trying to do a couple things. They're trying to undermine people in the military, to get somebody to get triggered and to speak out more. And two, they're appealing to the general public to show they're fighting Trump and that Trump is suddenly not in favor with the military. Then why is recruitment up enormously? Why would recruitment be up enormously if people didn't want to join the military? You can often tell that. We look at it all the time. Do those numbers go up depending upon who's president? Yes, they do. And by the way, Alan West on a show last night talked about where were these people when Joe Biden allowed Americans to be blown up in Afghanistan in the manner that he withdrew from Afghanistan? Where were they when he allowed unconstitutionally the country to be overrun? They weren't going to say anything. So it's not about that. It's about getting at Trump. It's about being provocative. And I personally, this Chrissy Houlihan woman, a lecturer about civility and all the rest of it, constantly trying to egg on the military to somehow or another have a few people put their careers on the line and oppose Trump. They're trying to do that also. So the only thing I would say critically with the president is I would tighten up the language on this so that they don't have anywhere to go to and saying he wants to just kill them for their speech. It's about defining sedition. Is this sedition? I don't know what would happen in a court of law, but it's worthy of an investigation. It's worthy to get these people on the record of why, what's their intent? Why are we doing it now? What's the issue? Rather than vaguely say it's a refresher course. Can you imagine playing with fire? And Houlihan's one of them. I think she's running against Fetterman. I think this is another play of why she put herself out there. And just the resentment to be lectured to all the time by people like Houlihan about civility and the Constitution. I told you, she ran this clothing company that has suspicious sweatshop ties to China. At least that's the stuff that was out there for a while. Madeleine Dean, it's even worse, her husband, a fortune in China with a bike company. Who are these people to lecture us? No, they did this to be provocative, to try to churn some people loose to go after Trump. And they conspired. There have to be emails. There have to be back and forth. Let's see them. All right, coming up. Every time that we get him on, something is breaking. Dr. Mark Siegel makes a house call from Fox. His new book, The Miracles Among Us, about prayer and healing, is just a gigantic book. But also I'm going to ask him, we had this admiral who's the second in command in Health and Human Services come out today and say they did this big peer-reviewed study, 400 pages, on all these gender-affirming cares, and that Rachel Levine was fraudulent, hand on the scale, about doing this stuff, named Admiral Levine. I'll ask him about that too, and then your calls. First of all, though, let's talk. We're getting closer to the big day with Diane Cardano. Empty nesters, are you seeing price-reduced signs popping up all over? If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit for months. My great friend Diane Cardano has been helping homeowners avoid those dreaded price cuts for years. She's got the tricks of the trade to make sure that your home sells fast in days for top dollar. And right now is the time to get your list of low-cost fix-ups for your 2026 sale and a copy of her new book, The Smooth Sale Method. She'll be signing copies at the Abington Firehouse on November 25th between 9 and 5. I should be there around 4. And she'll also be giving out free apple and pumpkin pies to our listeners. So before you slap a for sale sign on your lawn, come to Diane's book signing pie event and get a free copy of her Smooth Sale Method book and a free pie. She has apple or pumpkin. Diane says, don't miss this. All you have to do is RSVP. Just go to getfreepie.com. That's getfreepie.com or call her 215-576-8666.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, we should be talking momentarily with Dr. Mark Siegel, his brand new book, The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. All right, up close. This book is really, really making an impact with people, something that we've known, but he documents with all kinds of great stories. But I also wanted to ask him about this big medical news today from the RFK shop about gender-affirming care. Let's go to Bruce in Hatboro on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Good.
I have a question. Why doesn't Pete Hegseth go after them with a military tribunal?
And well, I can answer that. They're not in the military.
Yeah, but can't they do, don't they need a military tribunal to remove them from their ranking and stuff like that?
I guess you could go after whatever benefits, retirement, all that, but I don't know that that's a tribunal in the sense you're talking about.
In other words, the rank would be stripped.
Yeah, that would be something. Yeah. You know what, Bruce? That might be the better way to go. In other words, it is not immediately saying they're treasonous. It's getting at their intent. It's embarrassing them. It's raising the issue, and they'll have to, under oath, talk about it. Yeah, that might be the thing to do. It would really push back on them in a reasonable way for what they've done and hopefully force them to spill what they're trying to do here. That's good. Bruce, what's your side today?
Husband and wife.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. So what Bruce is suggesting here is saying, yeah, isn't there some kind of hearing about them keeping their rank, whatever they were and whatever the benefit of that is? That's something to look at for what they've done here. The president going sedition, talking about what happens, you can be hung for that. And that has started a new controversy. All right, let's go to America's doctor, really credible beyond belief and just great common sense, Dr. Mark Siegel, the new book, too. The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing, is very, very hot. Dr. Mark, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be on with you. How are you?
Well, Mark, over the years, great. Your advice, the times I've had you on, have always been good. And this is kind of a summation, I think, of what Dr. Mark Siegel has talked about over the years. What are people pulling away from the book? What kind of stories have you gotten from people that have bought the book? Or people in the book?
Well, people bring their own miracles to me, and that's been happening more and more. Someone that was themselves in a coma and wasn't thought to be able to recover or recovered. Someone who beat cancer. Someone who had a stroke and got better. I have a different set of tuning, fine tuning when I look at these things now. I've approached them differently myself. Things that were miracles that I didn't think of as miracles. I even figured out from this book, writing the book, that meeting my wife was a miracle, because it turns out that she had been treating the Rebbe, a famous rabbi, right before he died, and he had previously done a miracle like that with someone else that started a loop that ended with me being his final miracle, meeting my wife. I mean, I didn't even realize that till I wrote the book. When you start to pay attention to the way coincidences go together, there's no coincidences. And the other thing, and Steve Scalise just said this to me, the leader Scalise, like no more than 10 minutes ago, I was interviewing him again. And he said to me, those doctors who took care of me, those people who came to me on the ball field are God's messengers. I mean, they may not be formally angels. It's not always angels that comes to you, but they were God's messengers because they ensured his survival.
It's amazing that that guy survived and is fully functioning now, given what happened here. And Mark, you said something else that just triggered in me. I got to call my wife after the show. A miracle that I ever got to her. The phone books were around then. You could find somebody's number, and it was her sister-in-law that had the same name. I called her asking for a date, and thank God she passed it on to my wife. We were in the same class, et cetera. So how you meet your wife, how guys like this got them. Those are miracles. That is absolutely the case.
That's not always the case, but I think that everybody has a miracle.
Exactly.
People will say meeting my wife wasn't it, but for me it was. My wife is amazing, and she's a great doctor, and she's a great mother and a great wife, but not for everybody. That may not be their miracle. I have other miracles. My parents are alive at 102 and 100.
Wow.
And they're held together by love for each other. They don't want to say goodbye. They don't want the other to be alone. And they've gone through all kinds of medical turnstiles to get there. And doctors have helped them. That's what a doctor is. Should be a healer. Should be someone who gets you to the next phase.
Yeah.
If they can. But in order to be able to do that, they got to look into your eyes and your heart and see your soul. It can't just be a mechanical thing, because then it leads to palliative care immediately and hospice. But if a doctor sees something worth saving and fights to save it, that's a very, very positive thing.
When I
have that with multiple patients of mine.
When I think about this book and when I have you on, I go back to, I remember it was early on, President Obama at the White House, and this woman stood up about Obamacare, Mark, to your point, and said, thank God she had a doctor who did did something with the heart for the mom who was there, who was 90, 92. Obama or anybody like you or me would have jumped up, taken off the microphone, and ran and hugged both of them. He basically said, well, that's good, but, you know, sometimes at the end of life, it's better to go the other way.
Well, I don't, but who's to decide that?
Yes.
You know, that it's not us. It's not a doctor. It's not even a patient. You try to preserve your life and the quality of your life as long as you can. The role of a physician is, and it's throughout the book, is to relieve suffering and prolong life. It's not to end life. That's when we start being godlike. And so the stories are meant to instill hope because they're real. Every word of them is real. And there's plenty of people in this book that could have been written off too soon. So I don't say go endless steps. I say go the extra step. Let's go the extra step. My patient Dick, who's in his mid-80s, I start off with him, or I end up with him in the epilogue. He ends up with four cancers that he beats. It's like a surfer against cancer. Each time there's a treatment that just came out. Robotic prostatectomy? Oh, yeah, let's try it. Oh, seeds in the liver to burn away liver cancer? Never been? Yeah, sure. Lung cancer? Let's use a robot. He's got all of that. He's just ahead of the curve, and he's still alive in his mid-80s, having beaten four cancers. I say, Dick, stop smoking. He says, it's one of my few pleasures. I can't get him to stop.
What a doctor. It's like my dentist says chocolate chip cookies there. I hear you. But, Mark, you have to feel pretty good, too. The track record, your parents, 100 and 102, that bodes well.
Well, that's what my father says. But then again, my father said to me 2 weeks ago that his lesson for living so long, it scares me because he didn't teach it to me. He says, if someone throws a punch at you, duck. I should have learned that many years ago. I'd be living to 102.
Absolutely. Love the success of this and what it's doing, Mark. It's available all over the place. What, after doing the book tour and everything else, what's the number one story that people seem to gravitate toward? What have you learned through this process?
There's many. And by the way, I think they're gravitating most to the prayer section because it's healing prayers I put together from some of the top clergy in the world and from, you know, some of the people in the book, but also from, you know, head rabbi in Israel and the Cardinal Dolan has some beautiful prayers in there that we're closest to God when we're sick. And when, you know, when we're suffering, and that's just a beautiful sentiment. And people like all the stories. A lot of people like the Damar Hamlin story because they know that story, but they didn't know that that the team physician rehearsed cardiac arrest, even though there hadn't been one on the field since the 1950s. And people thought he was crazy, but he had a premonition. They like the dream story of a woman in Minnesota who dreams about a baby in Ethiopia and ends up saving the baby's life. They like that story about the missionary physician who operates using a YouTube video that he for an internet that's been broken for weeks and weeks, and he manages to figure out in Polish how to save a young girl's life from cancer. Those are the stories. They're just so dramatic.
Powerful. That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Mark, have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks to you for this book.
Great to be on with you, Dom. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, Dr. Mark Siegel with us here on Talk Radio 1210. The book, again, The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. All right, coming up, be ready. We've already got some great rivals set up here. We'll hit those. We'll get a winner today. Get your name into the hat for tomorrow for a great prize. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, all-time rival today, coming off these Thanksgiving days. Be brief, be provocative with it. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Greg, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, I'm going to go with something we all suffer, but at the heart of it, it's that in most conflicts and debate, and that's logic versus emotion.
Ah, yes. That's a really good one. That sounds like a Joe of Exton answer, even. The Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Earl, what do you have?
I'm going to go with an older one this time. Now that they're playing Christmas music for the next month, you're right. going to be hearing these guys a lot. And that would be Bing Crosby versus Frank Sinatra. Bing Crosby started out in the 20s as a crooner. And in the 1940s, this young upstart crooner comes in, Frank Sinatra. And if you ever grew up watching the old Warner Brothers cartoons, they even put the rivalry on film where they had Bing Crosby as the fat old parrot singing his songs. And then they had the skinny little chicken of Frank Sinatra singing as he's stretching his neck trying to compete against him.
All right, very good. I didn't know that. I can't see Crosby as much of a rival to Sinatra when he arrived, but I don't know about Sinatra and Elvis, maybe. There might have been something
I can,
yeah.
You know, I can see it being Bing, if Bing was first, yeah. And then the Sinatra kid comes along. Yeah. It's like, who's this?
Yeah, it just seems so old-fashioned versus Sinatra, but then Sinatra seemed old-fashioned versus...
Yeah, I was going to say, they both seem old-fashioned.
Yeah, exactly, by the 60s. Yeah, Gary in Newtown. Gar, who's yours today?
Hey, Dom. It was a show that aired right after The Wire started in 2008, and he had a lot of rivals in the show. But I'm changing my answer to be, what's my name, Heisenberg, and Walter White. He was his own rival. He couldn't figure out which one was the better person.
All right. I thought you were going to go with Gus, and that's, you can't say it's given away. It's been off for so long. When Gus comes walking out, what an actor, straightening the tie. And then you see the side, the whole side was blown off.
The split second, you think, no way he survived that.
Beautifully done. No. The whole crafting of that is unbelievable. Robert in Bensalem. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry, good to talk to you guys today. I really enjoyed Dave from Lexington and South Carolina's calls. His answer, sibling rivalry, kind of inspired my answer because when I was 10, I fought my brother over a girl. And the nuns at the orphanage gave us boxing gloves and let us go, and we punched ourselves until we were tired, didn't hit each other. And afterwards, I said, Brian, why are we fighting over this not good-looking girl she wears cat-eye glasses? And he goes, I know. But it
Well, wait a minute. You were only 10 and you're fighting over girls now. That sounds like Alex Jones says stuff like that. Wow.
No. I don't know why we did it. Well, we fought a lot because we were only a year apart. You know what I mean? And we're very close now. But it inspired my answer in two guys fighting over an ugly girl, and I'm going to go with Pluto and Popeye. They're my all-time rivals for today.
Good. Yes.
You guys have a great day, man.
I like how you brought that together. All right. Mr. Encyclopedia next. And he's part Greek. Drew in Upper Darby. I like this one. I know a lot about this one. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, at World War II, these two commanders, though they respected each other, they really, really resented each other. And I'm talking about American General George Patton and the Field Marshal from Great Britain, Bernard Montgomery. You know, Patton thought Montgomery was spoiled because he always got the resources and he was a glory hound. And, and Montgomery thought Patton was like kind of over aggressive and he didn't have much couth. And it culminated in Sicily.
Yeah.
The race to Messina.
Yeah.
And whoever got there first was going to get the glory. And Patton beat him there. And it was kind of a big thing.
Well, when we were on the trip with the shameless plug, Ken Chase, Conservative Tours, Drew, that was exactly what you said. And I asked a lot of people there about Patton was waiting when Montgomery came in and had the band play and all. You know, Patton, when a guy cannot even have an army that's going to invade and the Germans believe they're watching for Patton, that's greatness. It really is.
Yes. And Bob, real quick, when Patton died, I think it was in France, he was killed in an accident. It was Montgomery who was the first one there to really speak nice about him.
Wow, so I didn't know that. Thank you, Drew. Zenos on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos, what's a Greek Thanksgiving like? Is there any Greek touch to your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, there is. There's turkeys, there's spanakopita, there's
baklava. Well, wait a minute. What's that? I love baklava. I love saying that word. What's the second thing?
Spanakopita.
Okay, of course. Give me double on that.
Yeah, we have all that stuff in Turkey, and it's really traditional. My mom's, God rest her soul, homemade stuff, and was the best. And she knew how to cook she knew how to do the turkey. And, along with salads and all the other stuff, and it's greatly missed. Now, one thing real fast, these lunatics, they're going out there saying that they have to disobey orders from the President of the United States.
Yes.
Well, then, you know what that is? That means then a regular police officer, he could disobey his police chief, his sergeant, his lieutenant.
Sure.
Then that's going to open up a can of worms. And for them, these people, if you're going to have officers that do that, they should be, they should be put in Leavenworth in prison for disobeying an order. Could you imagine the time, like in, the Revolutionary War, where you disobeyed orders, they hung you?
I hear you.
Ridiculous. These people are lunatics.
Zenos, I got you. I got to get your side. I got a couple of other people.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The side is, I'm sorry for being long-winded.
That's okay.
The side is the best rivalry out of all, the Spartans with the Persians.
Ah.
It went on for hundreds of years, back
Absolutely.
And forth, until
Thanks.
They got their butt kicked at Philippi.
Thank you. The Greeks win. Well, I thought he was going to say Sparta and Athens.
Yeah.
Maybe the Spartans kind
at least,
of overcame
at least
the
give
Athens.
Us a, this is yeah. Sparta.
Yeah. Yes. Tom in Rosemont, soccer versus football. Attorney Tom, happy Thanksgiving, Tom. What do you have?
Happy Thanksgiving, Tom. Actually, it would be soccer versus a sport.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes.
This is called the rivalry. Lafayette College versus Lehigh University in football. It's been played since 1884. It'll be played on Saturday. Lafayette leads. I hope you'll go with Lafayette because I went there, and Lehigh was where that fake moderate Michael Smirkanish went.
All right.
Go Leopards.
Oh, my God. All right. Joe of Exton to round things off. Joe, what's yours today?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. During the Italian Renaissance, there was rivalry for social preeminence among families of wealthy
right.
Italians. The two most prominent were the Borgias and the Medicis.
Absolutely, Joe. I think our producer didn't know that, but it's on your brand big time. Italian, Middle Ages or there. The Renaissance, I'm sorry. All right, John, who did you like? Can't hear you, John.
Oh, I like Dave from Lexington. Sibling rivalry. That was great.
That was a good one.
Yeah, a second sibling rivalry. I also like Greg in the Northeast of Logic versus Emotion. And I like Tom and Rosemont there with the Lehigh versus Lafayette.
Yeah. Let's go with the sibling rivalry. Right, everybody thinks, if I could pronounce it, that's how it played out today. Put his name into the hat. Tomorrow, in honor of John, I don't think we've ever done all-time Johns. Watch for that show. The headline on there. Odyssey, all-time Johns. Okay. Epstein or any of that stuff will not be allowed. So be ready for that. We'll have fun with it and some great guests also. All right. Rich is in the house today. He's ready to go for four big hours. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at Dom Show 1210 at Dom Show 1210. And this stuff with now President Trump and the six Democrats, including Houlihan, this is going to go on for a while. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.